This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, June 12th. God's word for you today is you and him. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 1 verse 12, and it says, "Come, let's talk this over, says the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can take it out and make you as clean as freshly fallen snow. Even if you are stained as red as crimson, I can make you white as wool." To have power with God and man, the first thing is you have to learn to pray by yourself without relying on someone else to pray for you. Genesis 32 verse 22 to 24 says, "During the night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two servant wives, and his 11 sons, and crossed the Jabbok River with them. After taking them to the other side, he sent over all his possessions. This left Jacob alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. Jacob sent everyone else away so that he can have time alone with God. Sometimes you need to let people exit so that you can have time with God. Do not depend on people to pray for you. It is really good for us to pray one for another, and I always encourage that. But you have to pray for yourself, and the person that you think is praying for you or has agreed to pray for you can have a good heart too. But they are human beings, so things can happen, and they will not pray. Let me share a personal example with you. A lady had a job interview that she needed to go for the following day. It was an impossible situation, seemingly, and we both agreed that we will have a vigil that night. She would pray in her house, and I will pray in my house concerning the matter. And in the morning, she will go for the interview. She had a vigil, and I too started to a vigil. I said, "In Jesus' name." But it was at 6 o'clock in the morning that I woke up and said, "Amen." I slept off. I did not mean to sleep off, but I was tired. I had worked all day, and I had to keep my commitment to this lady. I went on my knees by my bed, and I slept off. After the job interview, she was thanking me for praying with her and for my sacrifice. She got the job. I rejoiced and praised God with her, but I told her that I did not pray because I slept off. She was surprised. "You slept?" I said, "I slept, and I am sorry. I am flesh and blood." Imagine she was relying solely on my prayers. What would have happened? If that was the only thing that was needed, she would not have gotten it. But by herself, she prayed, and God heard her. God will hear you in the name of Jesus. Learn to pray for yourself. To have power with God and man, the second thing is you have to pray to your Heavenly Father and not to anyone else. John 16 verse 23 says, "On that day, you will ask nothing of me. Very truly, I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Even Jesus said, "Do not ask me, ask the Father in my name." You are not to ask Mary. It is not scriptural to pray to Mary. I know that some of us have Catholic backgrounds. I do not mean to offend you. I am just teaching the Bible. Even Mary herself said, "Whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it." John 2 verse 5. Please read. Jesus did not teach us to pray to his mother. Jesus taught us to pray to his Father. If you want to have influence, power with God, you pray to the Father. Let us pray. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, and I ask that you strengthen my heart to pray and grant me influence with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.